Finding a comfortable posture. The back is straight, the shoulders are open. For the 15 minutes we're going to meditate together, I would like us to see how each of us can cultivate harmlessness. First, trying to cultivate harmlessness toward oneself. It might mean to just focus on the breath. It might mean to just focus on the sound. I mean to do loving kindness meditation, or it might mean actually softening our mental pattern, our inner dialogue. Or it might mean softening our emotional pattern. So trying to see in this moment, how can I cultivate harmlessness toward myself? trying to cultivate harmlessness toward others. Can I do this by just focusing on the breath, listening to sound, cultivating loving kindness? Or might I need to soften the inner dialogue about others? Now cultivating harmlessness toward the world. Does it help to focus on the breath, on the sound, cultivate loving kindness, or question our judgment, our intolerance? now I would like to say a few words about Dana generosity. If you can't hear at the back, you might want to come forward. So I like to reflect on giving, on generosity, which actually is one of the six or ten paramis, the perfection which will help us to cross over to the side of liberation, of creative engagement. And reflecting on giving, on generosity, to me it seems there are different types. And so in a way to look at the different aspects of giving. First, in a way, there is a giving of self to self. And I think this is what you do when you do meditation, when you cultivate the Dharma. I think actually you're giving to yourself, giving the opportunity to develop more in wisdom, in compassion, develop in the meditation, learn from the Dharma. Then there is a giving of self to others. And this, for example, is in the service. The people who cooked in the kitchen, the people who organized that this retreat could happen, yourself when you do some of the work period, ourselves, Stephen and I, giving the teaching, having done the practice ourselves, now trying to share that with others from our learning, from our experience. There was also the what I would call the giving of self to the world. And to me this is an important thing. This is why in a way we meditate, so that we can really, with the help of meditation, of ethics and of wisdom, really cultivate and manifest compassion, manifest harmlessness at all kind of level in our lives. Also for me, I would say giving is actually cultivating an attitude of generosity. And what does it mean to be generous? It's interesting, generally when we think of generous, we think of giving presents, we think of Christmas or Hanukkah here, you think of giving things. But to me, actually, the greatest thing we can give and be generous with is actually give time and space. Give time and space to ourselves to grow, so that we're not in hurry, we're not forcing ourselves to change yesterday, but really giving ourselves the time to grow in the practice, to grow in the Dharma, giving ourselves the space to do that, and not to be in hurry. Then in a way there is giving time and space to others. Once I was talking about compassion and somebody was saying, but oh, you know, I have this really, really difficult friend, and you know, I feel I have to meet him, and oh, I don't like it, and you know, this is really too much. And I said to that person, how long does it take you? Maybe half an hour, once a week? I mean, that person is with himself all the time. You only have to be with him half an hour, once a week. That's not very much. So in a way, often, you know, somebody coming to me and saying, oh, I have to phone my sister in Germany to know how she is, and she complained, and afterward I really feel bad. Nothing to say. It's only 20 minutes, once every 2 weeks. And you don't have to grasp at it. You just have to listen to it. You just have to give time, give space to that person. And to me, this is a great gift, to give our time, again, within limitations, to give space to the other person, to also change at their own speed. And then and in that way I would say giving the benefit of the doubt. Instead of jumping, they will always do this, they will always be like this, I will always be like this. I mean, maybe they have a tendency, we have a tendency to do certain things a certain way, but possibly just giving ourselves the benefit of the doubt. And the same, to give time and space to the world. The world, I mean, it would be wonderful if the world was a wonderful, peaceful place. When I was young, 10 years old, I wanted to save the world. And I realized, you know, just by myself would be a little difficult. And that also the world, it is very difficult to change it, as even more difficult than changing myself. So in a way, but at the same time, it doesn't mean we don't do anything. But I think we come with a certain attitude, or what I would call a generous attitude, of body, speech, and mind, and that we really actualize in our daily life. And then, of course, we can give spiritually and materially. And this is really what was a system the Buddha instituted, this giving spiritually, materially, because at the Buddha's time, actually, Devadatta, this is one of the things the dreadful cousin Devadatta wanted. He wanted the monks and the nuns to live in the forest and have no contact with the lay people, so that they would be total kind of ascetic, extremely simple life, and no reliance on the lay people. And the Buddha said, no. The Buddha really wanted his monastic not to be away from the world. To be away from the world in the not grasping at it, but not physically away. So he really wanted that dependence between the lay people and the monastic, so that the lay people would support the monastic would do the meditation, would do the training, then in turn would offer the Dharma, then the lay people would continue to support, and there was this kind of dependence between the two. There was this support between the two. And the Buddha thought this was something very important to keep. But in a way now, we have a different model. We have different possibilities. And it's true now, a lot of the teachers are not monks and nuns anymore. And in the West, you have more likely to have lay people. And so one might wonder, should we have a different system? And so in a way, in terms of support between the lay people and the teachers, different people have developed different models. And so I think what is beautiful, in a way, with Tovana in Israel, which you also find with Goenka, you also find with some people in America, is to try to work on a total Dana system, which means really, like, you really take the idea to the end of it, that there is no fixed fee. Because what does Dana mean? Dana in the term of Buddhist Dana. That there is no fixed fee on the teaching. Often people say, but how much should I give, you know? And there is no fixed fee. You know, 3 talks values this much, or 2 interview values this much. There is no fixed fee. And to me, this is very important. Because then, if you have no fixed fee on the teaching, you really can give it freely. And secondly, the people don't have to be rich and wealthy to just have it. Anybody can come to it. And then anybody can contribute to the support of the teacher and to the support of the organization. Because, I mean, the teacher can't just live with water and love, as we say in French. You also have to pay the bill, and sometimes have to go to the dentist. And Tovana, in order to invite us, I mean, there are quite a bit of expenses, especially the 2 flights coming from France. And so in a way, personally, I think this idea of the Dana system as it's done here, I think it's interesting because it follows a little the idea of the Buddha. Because the Buddha wanted the monks and the nuns to be close to the towns, to be supported, but also to act as an example of possibly a different way of life. And I think Tovana might also be trying in some way partly to do the same thing. Because to have no fixed fee on anything, I think this is very courageous in our society nowadays. You know, that at the end of the day, all expenses will be covered and we can continue for the next one, for the next one. So in a way, to see the, to me, what I would call the generous spirit of that, which present a different model to society when we encounter it. It kind of makes us question a little how everything has such a fixed fee. And if you have the amount required, you can do it. If not, you can't. When here, in a way, anybody can come and do it. And so it's a different model for society. And so in a way, there is a dedication of Tovana, of the teacher, also your dedication, the participant, to trying to sustain this model. And so really to try to, that's why the Dana is afterward at 3. You know, there will be a Dana ball for the teacher. So whatever is given in order to ensure that we can continue with our work will be gratefully received. Anything that is going to be given to Tovana to help so that, again, this can be continued and there can be benefit for people, then again, this is gratefully received. But to finish with about this Dana, I'd like to look a little at one teaching. There is actually a teaching which you find more in the Mahayana tradition of, and it has different names, so I don't know if you'll be aware of it as the way I'm going to say it, but that's an easier way to present it. And this is what's called the emptiness of the giver, the emptiness of what is given, and the emptiness of the receiver. And I think it's an interesting idea when considering Dana. Because often we measure, I am going to give this, but if I give that, I won't have that. Often we do this, we kind of measure. And in a way, I think this teaching of the three emptinesses is kind of looking at what my teacher used to suggest. He used to suggest that when we give something, if it were like we were giving a dirty mop, if you give a, you understand dirty mop? So if you give a dirty brush, you don't expect much in return. You're happy somebody takes it. And it's in the same way. Often when we give, we expect something. You know, we want something. And I think this Dana idea with this system, this Buddhist system and this Tovana system, is really, in a way, training in that giving without expectation. The giver is empty, what you give is empty, the receiver is empty. In the fact that there is no expectation, but of course there is appreciation. That if we give something, then we have the possibility to open our heart in that giving. Then what is transmitted, or again there is opportunity not to grasp at it, more for myself, but just to really appreciate with an open heart what we have been given. So there, also in this giving, for me there is also this cultivation of gratitude. When I was in Korea, this was something that was really inculcated. It's in the marrow of my bone now, gratitude. But it's a gratitude which is not, you give me this, I give back that. It's just an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude to life, gratitude to the parents, gratitude to the Dharma, gratitude to oneself. Just this feeling that one has received a gift. And we return, we want to offer something. We want to offer our activity to the Dharma, to others. And so that's what I wanted to say about Dana. And thank you for your generosity.
I was asked to speak in Hebrew.
Please do so.
So I feel a little bit bad about it, but
it's okay, it's nice music.
This is nice music.
I can speak next to you and translate if you're
comfortable. They say I speak in with an accent, so you have the music you can hear without the. שלום לכולם, וכבוד לי להגיד כמה מילים על תובנה. אני מדברת מספיק בכל רם?
לא.
לא? כבוד לי ושמחה לי לדבר כמה מילים על תובנה בעברית, נוסף למילים כל כך נבונות ועמוקות של מרטין על דנה, שקטונתי להוסיף משהו אפילו על דנה עצמה. עמותת תובנה, אני מניחה שרוב מי שיושב פה הרבה שנים כבר חבר בה, ואולי יותר ממני, אבל יש פה בכל זאת מספר לא קטן של אנשים שלו, אז עבורם במיוחד כמה מילים על תובנה. עמותת תובנה קיימת כבר נדמה לי מעל 20 שנה, וצמחה וגדלה מתבוצה של קומץ אנשים שהכירו את סטיבן בקליל והתחילו לעשות מדיטציה, וצמחה היום לארגון גדול, שמח ופעיל מאוד, של עשרות מתנדבים שבאמת באהבה ושמחה תורמים מזמנם, חלקם באמת הרבה מזמנם, בוועדות ובכל צורה ארגונית הנפוצה, מגזברות ועד יושבי ראש, ועדת סנגה, ועדת מתנדבים, ועדת קורסים, ויש שם רשימה שלמה שאתם יכולים לראות אחר כך או לקבל אינפורמציה מי שרוצה, איך זה מתארגן, וזה ממש כמו עץ עם ברנצ'יס ובנוי מאוד מאוד יפה. דבר ראשון שאולי רציתי לומר, שאין סוף להתנדבות, ואחד האפשרויות של דנה שהיא מבורכת בתובנה בהחלט, היא האפשרות להתנדב גם בארגון הכללי וגם בתוך ריטריטים קצרים ארוכים בארגון בבית הסנגה בתל אביב, בהמון המון המון אפשרויות שמישהו רוצה משהו לעשות רק שישאל, וכל הווריאציות ישנם. היום יש פעילויות כמובן בדור ובבית הסנגה בתל אביב כמעט כל ימות השנה, אבל גם בצפון וגם בירושלים ובהרבה מאוד מקומות, קבוצות ישיבה, קורסים קצרים, ארוכים, קורסים של חיי יום יום בדמה של שנה, של שנתיים, ולעומת זה גם קורסים של סופי שבוע, DFP כל שנה, שזה קבוצה של מאפשרי דמה שקריסטופר מלמד ומורים ישראלים. אז הפעילויות גדולות רחבות, ואפשר להצטרף ללמוד ואפשר להצטרף להתנדב. ומניסיון שלי אני רוצה להגיד שהנתינה בהתנדבות היא מאוד מאוד מספקת ומאוד נותנת למי שנותן, למי שעושה. בקשר לצד הכספי של הדנה, כמובן הסוף שבוע שאנחנו בילינו בו כבר ניתן בדנה על ידי אחרים, ואנחנו נהנים מהפירות, ואנחנו כאן מתבקשים להמשיך את גלגל הדמה ולתת לפי האפשרות שלנו, לפי נדיבות הלב של כל אחד ואחד. כן, מורים שבאמת באים בהתנדבות, משאירים את שולחן הכתיבה שלהם, שהם כותבים את הספרים שלהם בדרום צרפת, ומגיעים אלינו ולהרבה ארצות אחרות ללמד בהתנדבות. וזה קופסה אחד, שבו הערה טכנית, מאוד מאוד מבקשים רק במזומן, כי יהיה להם קשה אחרת לפרוט את זה. ומצד שני, קופסת הדמה, או האפשרויות השונות של נתינת דמה לתובנה, שאחר כך יסבירו לכל מי שרוצה לתת דמה איך לעשות זאת, היא מאפשרת כמובן את המשך הפעילויות של תובנה, ואם נפסיק לגלגל את הגלגל אז לא יהיה. מה שהיה היה ולא יהיה, ואנחנו כולנו רוצים שזה ימשיך ויגדל ויצמח ויהיו עוד יותר אנשים שיכולים לקבל את חוכמת המורים ואת התרגול. אז משהו, טוב, בסדר. אוקיי. אנחנו מאוד מבקשים לשים לב שאחרי השולחן של הדנה, יהיה שולחן שקרן תשב לתת אינפורמציה או לכל מי שלא יודע לספר על תובנה ויש שם חומר ודפים, ואנחנו מאוד מבקשים לראות שם דף צנוע שקוראים לו הוראת קבע, והיתרון הגדול הזה, דינה לימדה אותי איך להגיד את זה, ההוראות קבע של הדנה, הוראות קבע לתובנה, הם מאפשרים לגזבר לישון בשקט קצת יותר, כי הם בצורה כזאת או אחרת מכסים את הדברים השוטפים ויודעים, אוקיי, אז כך וכך נכנס, אז זה החשמל וזה הטלפון ואפשר ללכת הלאה. ואני חושבת שזה מאוד מאוד טוב. מ-50 שקל חודש ומעלה, 50 או מ-40 שקל ומעלה אפשר להצטרף לדבר הטוב הזה שנותן לתובנה שקט קצת יותר. I think that the part of the Dana is for me to say thank you from all my heart to you and Stephen for coming and to share with us your wisdom and your love to the Dharma, and thank you very, very much.
Yeah. So, thank you. So now there is the Dana to be given in the dining room, and if you could come back at 4 o'clock, Pung, because at 4 o'clock I will start the guided meditation of loving kindness for 30 minutes, and then we'll give the final talk and then the final discussion. And now, of course, officially the silence is broken. So we meet again here at 4.
One copy, just one look at this. Yeah, yes, one has to go to Amazon.